For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. You may remember back in November that Shelby County voters said a big no to a referendum that would provide universal pre-K to Shelby County schools. Most people, for and against the referendum, said that the outcome wasn't about education so much as taxes. Nobody wanted to pay more. But recently, the Shelby County Commission decided to put $3 million into creating new public pre-K programs in Shelby County schools. The money would fund about 25 new classrooms for 1 year. But the debate in the commission revealed some distrust of the public schools with the public's money. Joining us today is Oliver Morrison, a reporter with Chalkbeat.org. Oliver, let's start with the two sides of the debate.
So there's one side of the debate that is worried that if they give the $3 million to Shelby County Schools, they'll take that money and spend it on something else, even though their superintendent has put it in writing that they would spend it on that and their board has said they would. On the other side of the debate are some commissioners who think that it's really important for the commissioners as the main funding body put their trust in the schools, and they say that the schools have done some things to demonstrate and earn that trust recently.
Commissioner Terry Rowland pointed out that if they just handed over the money, Shelby County Schools was under no obligation to do what the commission wanted with it. He said that the commission had been burned before on that.
Right. So what he mentioned and what he's talked about is that they gave them $20 million and at the same time gave themselves raises. Now, I think the proper context to put that in is that the raises ended up being a very small portion of that $20 million, and some people thought that those raises were justified.
So the commission took the unusual step of giving the $3 million to a group called the Shelby County Schools Education Foundation. Who are they and what do they say that they're going to do with the money?
Well, I think the first thing to know about them is that a lot of the commissioners didn't know who they were at the commission. They were asking questions around it, so there was some cute confusion. The other confusion is the name. It's called Shelby County Schools Education Foundation, so you would think they'd be supporters of the Shelby County Schools, which they are, but they've been supporters traditionally of the suburban Shelby County Schools, the legacy schools, before the district merged. So within the last year, they've made some efforts, apparently, to sort of support all students within the county. But their roots, if you look on their website, are with supporting the suburbs.
And there was some concern that all the money would be focused on Shelby County schools. Is that still a problem?
So Terry Rowland, the guy who ended up voting for the measure, isn't even interested in pre-K, but he thought that if they're going to spend the money on pre-K, he wants some of it to go to the suburbs. So he made it sure it went through this foundation that he knew was a suburban foundation. The issue is, however, that when you talk to the suburbs, only two of the districts, Millington and Bartlett, are going to have pre-K programs, and they're already funded through the state. You know, the money now could, in theory, go to these suburbs, but they've already got pre-K. They don't have plans for more pre-K. And so in the end, the money might still just end up going to Shelby County Schools, but the foundation has been a little bit mum about this. They haven't really answered questions about how the money is going to be spent.
So voters didn't want to raise taxes, but public pre-K is still very popular among education reformers. Is this a way around the voters?
I don't know that they would describe it as a way around the voters. I think a lot of the pre-K supporters thought that this people's support of pre-K got confused around some other issues around taxes. So I think what they would say is that they're just using other strategies to try and achieve universal pre-K. And so this was a big victory for them. They got a bunch of classrooms that were going to be closed back. And so I think some of their other plans include trying to go back to the federal government for some funds. They're also planning on trying to raise the standards in daycare centers so that there's all this extra federal money that goes to daycare. And they think, hey, if we can raise the standards on daycare, it'll be just like pre-K.
You can read Oliver Morrison's articles at tn.chalkbeat.org. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.